The leader of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, has warned Israel and the U.S. against launching a war on Iran or Syria. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said military action against either of the two countries would escalate into an all-out war in the whole region. Mariam Saleh reports.
In a first reaction on the Israeli threats against Iran, Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah declared that it is ironic for Israel, which has more than 200 nuclear warheads, to call on the world to exert pressure against Iran. During a ceremony marking Hezbollah Martyrs Day, Sayed Nasrallah considered that the U.S. allegations against Iran are mainly to try and subjugate Iran and drag it into direct negotiations. Any war against Iran would have its repercussions on the entire region, Sayed Nasrallah pointed.
The U.S. has to know that a war against Iran and Syria will not remain limited to Iran and Syria, but it would spread to the entire region.
Hezbollah's chief also considered that the deteriorating economic situation in the world, especially in the United States and Europe, would not allow for any military action, in addition to the fact that Iran's military capability can allow it to retaliate with double the strength. Analysts believe that continuous Israeli or U.S. wars against states who support the resistance would be more disastrous for U.S. foreign policy.
Sayed Nasrallah was warning the Israelis and the Americans from any attack against Iran or against Lebanon or any attack against even Syria, because this war would change the whole region and transform it into a region of resistance and a region for the peoples of the community.
Every year on November 11th, Hezbollah commemorates the first martyrdom operation, which is considered by many as the beginning of Hezbollah's victories as a popular resistance against Israeli occupation.
It was on this very day, some 30 years ago, that Hezbollah's grassroots movement dealt the first blow to the Israeli occupation in Lebanon. And as experts point out, it was since then that Hezbollah's continuous victories made Lebanon the first Arab country to give Israel a strategic defeat. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.